Amen. I'm going to ask Stephen to come up, since for many years Stephen and the church he was at knew of Henry before, long before our church did. Come on up, Stephen, and tell us.
Well, I met Henry. Actually, Evelyn Tidwell had a house, as some of you know, directly across the street from my house. We always stayed in contact with each other, and she actually is the one that got me to go start going to church. And so at Nyland Church, we were going there, and she spoke of a ministry that she was a part of in Haiti, about a Pastor Henry, and she said that he was going to come down sometime and stay with her, and he did. And so she brought me over, and I was able to meet Pastor Henry and talk with him, some of the things that he's done in Haiti. He showed me pictures, he showed me pictures of what goes on in Haiti, showed me how many children that they put in the buildings to teach, and to show what small resources that they have and how they use them so effectively, and to teach those children of Jesus Christ. I don't want to get too much into it because I like Henry to be able to speak to you about it, but it was a big part where I saw it was important. So I got involved with Evelyn Tidwell in the ministry also. We all know that, you know, four or five months ago that Evelyn passed away, and we were all saddened, you know, and I was wondering about Henry. But, you know, as Pastor Dave always says about this church, I'm just so blessed to be a part of this church because God raised up someone. In one of the elders' meeting, one of our elders asked to want to step up to take on that ministry in Evelyn Tidwell's name for Haiti. And that elder was Earl Sutta. And I thank you, Earl, for taking on that ministry because I hope that what you guys see, that it's prepared, that you will know that sometimes we think about struggles in our life and what we've gone through, but we forget about in other countries. You know, I know Mark's probably seen things in other countries. There's some of you who have been in different countries and seen the suffering and struggles. We see it here, a lot of it in the United States, what we go through. But you know what? Those people worship Jesus Christ too. And when we see how they worship Jesus Christ and they still endure their struggles, you know, it's a very powerful message. So I just want to welcome Henry. Would you like to come on up at this time? Because of my mouth, I might just take over the whole thing, and I don't want to do that.
Thank you for that. I'm going to show the pictures now.
Well, whatever God puts in your heart.
Thank you.
Bonjour. Comment nous y est? How are you? Moi content parce que moi j'ai chance pour venir là matin. I'm very happy to be here today. I don't know how I could start. So much I'm happy. Proud of my God. Proud of you for your deep involvement in the work of God in Haiti. The purpose of my trip here is to thank you, to encourage you to serve the Lord through missions. That's one of the best things you can do to make our Lord proud of us. I will try to present the ministry in Haiti, but this would not be done only by words and photographs. I will also, and that's exactly what I'm doing now, invite you to start thinking about taking a trip over there to visualize yourself. Some of the things you will be seeing. Looking at me, it's like looking at a miracle, great miracle of God. This was whenever I have the opportunity to stand in front of a team, a congregation like that, it's not easy to talk, because sometimes God is so good towards us, we can't even found the proper term or words to express our thankfulness to Him. God is so great. He's so loving. I want you to look at me. You may not understand. Let me ask a quick question. How many of you have already seen me? Well, okay. How many of you see me for the first time? Oh my goodness. Praise God. So in that way, you have to know more about me. First of all, I would ask my brother, Earl, to show you some of the pictures of my ministry in Haiti. But this will not be enough to tell you exactly about what I'm doing. If you go there, you could see more. You could have a better understanding of my ministry down there. And you will also have the opportunity this morning to know me better and to love God more, because He's a great God. When He releases, when He saves, He's the only one who can do that. If today I can be here talking to you, let's watch this.
A man saved by God through a missionary, a man who was walking without guidance and destination, that God, by His love, has grabbed me from the devil's hand, and now He's using me for the salvation of many, for the kids in the country of Haiti. I was so bad because I was born in a Vodou family where my parents were deeply involved in Vodouism. That God so loved me, and because of His precious plan for my life, I became a new creature.
Most of our schools function in the church building, and the students have no school supplies, and the benches are so narrow, 8 students are squeezed into the space of 3. It is a great challenge, a great battle, but we are confident that we will win, because our powerful God is fighting at our side. We need to get the uniform, food, school supplies, and put a Bible in everyone's hand to help them walk in the right direction for a better future. Friends, looking at this video is not completely help you to understand the problems of the Haitian people. We believe in your powerful prayer, and we invite you to come to Haiti and spend some time with us, and to better see our needs. We count on you. We love you. And we are thankful to you for your cooperation.
Plus, many of the kids are naked and cannot attend school during the day. In fact, not wanting to leave a single soul behind, Henry runs evening classes for them. It could seem bizarre for many, but it's true that the daily hot meals provided by the schools may be the only meal a child can get for the whole day. Stops spreading the gospel. His schools constitute a bridge that leads to salvation. Most of those students were saved by attending the schools. Henry's needs on a daily basis are food, school supplies, and medical supplies. It can't be done without your support, for 98% of our school's income is provided by our supporters. Pastor Henry's ministry focuses on three factors: knowing God, health, and education, to bring improvements to the situation of the country. As you can see in these pictures, there are so many people in Haiti in need of medical care, but the building is not large enough to hold the people inside, and the spillover is tremendous. Just as Pastor Henry has become a valuable citizen because of the help of the missionaries, so can these poor kids become a useful citizen to bring changes in the Haitian society.
Driving down the streets of Haiti made me realize how blessed I am in America. Since being in Haiti, God has given me a love for the people I've met in Haiti, especially those that Pastor Henry is helping with his ministry as youth. Even though I wasn't old enough, seeing the need in Haiti, I decided to learn how to knit scarves and sell them to help the people. Since I started helping Pastor Henry's ministry, God has blessed me and has given me a desire to go back. Please, don't hesitate to support the ministry in Haiti. I know God will bless you.
Look at me. I got to applaud God for myself, the way He has built me, and the way He's using me now for His work among the Haitian people. Let me quickly tell you about myself. Like the pictures told you, that I was born in a Vodou family. Nobody thought that I would be somebody. Those people who live around me thought that I would be lost forever. My life would have no meaning for nobody, because I was really wicked child, walking naked. At the age of 11, I was walking without guidance and destination. My parents, they were so involved in voodooism, they couldn't raise me. And I got to run all the way, fighting against kids at my age, doing all kinds of bad things. But let me tell you how God found me and make of me what I am today. I'm not proud of me. I'm proud of God. Amen. For the good things He has accomplished in my life. Through me, thousands have been saved. And I was a lost guy. The gospel is very strong. Yes. Missions is one of the most powerful tools to win souls to the glory of God. I was walking naked in the street at the age of 11. That was a missionary from Fresno sent to Haiti. Her name was Iva Henice, and another missionary called Mildred Benson. Mildred was sent to Haiti. Can everybody hear me well? My language is clear? Praise God. Mildred Benson has been sent to Haiti to be the teacher of the other missionaries' children. Iva Henice was looking for a boy who would be Mildred Benson's yard boy. That was me. But the village I was living in was not close to the seminary where those people, those missionaries stayed. And one day, I was a very fond, you know, of soccer. I decided to go to a soccer field. But that didn't happen until I did something wrong to my father. Split his coffee over when he asked me to warm it up. So that wasn't in my intention to split that coffee because I was bad. I said that I'm not going to do it. I was a rebel child. He said, you have to do it. I said, okay, if you want me to do it, I will do it my way, not in your way. And I just put in the fire and, you know, the coffee spilled out. My father got so hungry. He was trying to get me and beat me up. So I said, no way. I decided to go away, never coming back to the house. My decision was to go away from them, from my parents, and continue my life under the coffee trees, under the trees in Haiti. But you know, sometimes we go crazy. But God so loves us. He has special plans for our life. In my way, in that afternoon to the soccer field, I met, for the first time, a white-skinned lady with long hair like that, who was Iva Henice. Wow. My heart fled away. I almost lost my breath. I was so amazed, so afraid, I thought she might be a cannibal. looking for meat. I said, well, there's no way I'm going to be close to that girl. And when she saw me, she said, hey, little boy. She didn't know my name. Little boy, come to me. I said, what? Come to you? I don't know you. And she said, you can come to me. I love you. I said, you love me? Am I the only child in this area? You cannot love me. She said, you can come to me. God has sent me here just to take care of you. I said, to take care of me. I'm not the only one here. Please, let me go. She said, no, don't go. Don't go. Sometimes, she said, don't go. But you know, nothing could stop me from going away from her. Except when I heard her say, you can come to me. I will feed you. I will take care of you. Wow, this word feed you changed my mind. because I was very hungry. My father couldn't take care of me. Sometimes we spend the whole day without maybe a mango, a fruit we could get. And when I heard that, I said, well, I better follow her because I'm hungry. If she feeds me and eat me later, that would be okay. She will stop my hunger. And then I follow her step by step. And when I get, you know, close to her kitchen, and she say, come in. I say, no, I'm waiting for you right here. Because I didn't trust him. Didn't trust her at all. And, okay, she went inside and bought me a lot of things I have never had in my life. Like cheese. Cookies. Wow. I eat a lot. And I, you know, so I start trusting her. And I was naked. She looked at me and said, well, okay, I'm going to give you some new outfits. I said, okay. And she went inside, bring me, you know, pants, a shirt, things like that. I look at a new person. And she said, okay, you can go and I need you here every day. But I say, I can't do that deal with you. I have to go back to my parents. She said, okay, you can go and come back tomorrow. I said, yes. And she gave me a machete to cut grass in her yard. After I finished doing that, she said, okay, this is something for you. She gave me 16 cents. 16 cents. That was my first check in life. I took the money and decided to go back home. When I get back home, my father was called by my mother to be aware of what happened. And I said everything to them. And my mother say, Mom, his name was Lemonnier. I have that in my name, Lemonnier. And my mother call him, Mom. And he say, yes, what's going on? My mother say, Henry is here. He bought some money that has been given to him by a white missionary at the seminary. My father say, really? And he came over and he said to my mom, what's the money? My mother said, here's the money. Dad said, okay, give it to me. He got the money and forgot about everything I have done wrong to him. I explained the story and they let me go back to the seminar every day. I was the yard board for Miss Mildred Benson for many years. And I couldn't either read or write before that. But she decided to send me to Sunday school. Send me to the day school where I learned fast. And every afternoon, we got to spend some time together. She passed me into the keep of Miss Benson. Miss Benson raised me in the right way, teaching me about the Lord. Tell me about John 3:16. Tell me about everything. And I start understanding that the only person, the only way we can get saved, the only way we can be a new person is when we open our heart to Jesus Christ. So I was convinced and I gave my life to Christ. My attitude, wild attitude, my conduct has improved. Oh, everybody around me, those who curse me, those who say it about me, you will never be somebody. You will never have a meaningful life. When they saw me, my new life, serving the Lord, growing in the wisdom of God, they were amazed. And you know, at the age of 56, my dad was diagnosed of some kind of disease from his smoking and drinking habit, and he was condemned to death at the age of 50. When they saw the way I became, they realize that there is nothing else that could change something except Jesus in someone's life. My parents, who were not Christians, they look at me, they see a new life in me. My mom, my dad, my brothers and sisters, they all surrender life to Jesus. They all get saved. Clap your hands for Jesus. Praise the Lord. And you know, my father, who was supposed to be buried at the age of 56 or 58, because he became a new creature, started going to church, singing during all the evangelistic, singing the Bible study themes. He also has a new life. His blood has been renewed. And you know, he passed away 12 years ago in 2001. At the age of 102 years old. Wow. Ah! You know, the only one who can bring the right changes. His name is, help me say that, his name is Jesus. There is nothing God cannot do. If today I'm here, for many reasons, I have to tell you this, to thank you. Thank you all for your deep involvement in my ministry in Haiti. You see some of the pictures. Those pictures do not represent nothing. You should see yourself. A man who couldn't read or write at the age of 11, sent to school, and now Henry is not only a school principal or a teacher, he's a pastor. He has a lot of knowledge in medical knowledge. He's a great preacher for the glory of God. You could see how many people in front of me at the Tabernacle of Praise. Over 20 people were there, you know. I'm preaching to them. And at this present minute, I have over 22 churches connected to my ministry called Sidon, the Evangelical and Development Center of Akinjino, which is over all the country of Haiti. And through that ministry, we are trying to reach all the Haitian people wherever they might be located through our radio station. So be proud to be part of that ministry. We call it a life saving ministry. Through me, who was condemned, thousands get life today. Be proud of that because you are part of it. And I have no proper words to thank you for those pens and pencils, for your financial support, your prayer, your constant prayer, for all the medical supplies you send, the glasses, everything. We need those on a daily basis. So I'm so proud of you. And I'm so proud to have you as partners. Let's continue working together. God can do great things to you. And if you have been called to serve Him, we have to serve Him with all our heart, with whatever belongs to us, whatever we own. Because sometimes I stand up and I cry. Every time I have a chance like that to speak about my ministry, about myself, sometimes I shake. God is so great. Let me add to this. I was very happy the way you worship today. And there are one of the songs you sing this morning, which say, "We came here to praise you, God." That's the best thing you could do. You came here to praise Him. Talking about praise, each one of you here could come with a different answer. If we want to ask you individually or collectively the meaning of praise. Praise is not only come here. Many people will say, well, okay, praise means come here. To see a friend that I have not seen for a long time. Those can come here, well, to sing because I like the songs, I like the music. Some of them can say, well, I'm here to give or to pay my tithe and give my offering. Actually, at this time, because of your scientific researches or realizations, you can tithe or pay your offering online. You should not even, you know, be here just to pay your tithe. You can do that online, I know. But you come here for the main and the specific reason to praise God. We should ask two questions. Why do you have to praise God, praise God? And how you have to do that? Let's see if you could get an answer only one. Why? You praise Him for what? I will invite you to add this to your reading today. Psalm 150. It's a short psalm. It tells about praises. And the first reason we have to praise God is just because God is worthy to be praised. Isn't he? He's worthy to be praised because he's a great God. What makes us understand that he's a great God? The answer is because God is a great God, and we know that he's great because of what he's accomplished in our life. And if we read the verse 2 of the same psalm, he says, praise him for his act of power. We must praise him for his act of power. He's the only one who can do anything. Nothing is impossible to God. Whatever you might be, you might have been rejected by your friends, by your parents, by your teachers, but always believe in God. He's the only one who can give you a new life. And when he restores, he does it in a perfect way. What he has done for me today, he's here to do it for anybody who feels that he's rejected or neglected. Don't pay any attention to anybody who tell you that your life has no meaning. You are somebody of great value because you open your heart to Jesus. And when Jesus enters someone's life, that person must be really a new creature. We find this in God's word. Amen. You must show that in your actions, in the way you talk, in the way you get dressed. You must show that. And even though you don't do it, everybody must smell it, because you become the most important perfume. It's a good perfume. When you spray yourself in a good perfume, wherever you go, people can smell it. They may not see you, but they have, you know, the scent. That's right, the scent? The scent. You have a good value to God. We give glory to Him. We praise Him because of His act of power. And I know the reason we praise him, because he's a great God. We praise him for his surpassing greatness. We praise him for his surpassing greatness. That means God has and he can always do more than what we deserve. He's the only one who can do that. Sometimes you ask for something, you let your worries, you know, your problems, whatever you have, drag you, keep you away from serving Him, from keeping your faith. Things can take your joy away. You have to be standing or to stay away from those things. Think that you are somebody of great value. And you have to praise God in every aspect of your life. Praise Him with your knowledge. Praise Him with your money. Praise Him with whatever you have. Because He deserves our praises. He's a great God. He loves us. If today you look at me, this is a miracle that we can call, this is an act of power. This is a surpassing greatness of God. This is a lost man. Here it is. And with the grace and love of God, He saved me. And now, many, many in Haiti and everywhere I go have their eyes open. They have hope. They have hope. You have hope today. Can you please help me? Stand up and help me clap your hands. Look at me. Jesus can restore. Wow. Thank you for God to be here. Thank you for all the good things you have done in our life and through our life. Thank you for this loving church. Thank you for all your provision, Lord. Please, have your hands on us to show us your love, your surpassing goodness, and your acts of power. And help us to know that with you, we can fail. We must prevail. Victory is ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, my brother.
I love you. One thing about what Henry said sticks with me, and that is one person reached out to him when he was 11 years old. One soul is worth the world, and because one person, that precious missionary lady, reached out, thousands in Haiti through Henry are hearing the gospel. You can, one person, make a difference on that.